You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance in a dear friend today that is going to enable you to transform your life and be able to live a happier, healthier, wealthier existence. And who doesn't want that? And the reason you've tuned in to the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore, is because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E, you. And that's good because when you become the best you possible, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges. You create more harmony. You bring more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And you are joined this session by approximately 348,627 people around the world. And by the time we bring on our wonderful guest, Ellie Shine, we'll be over 360,000 people. And thank you so much for the people that come every single week, 320, 330,000 people. And you're telling your friends, and they're coming, and God willing, in the year 2022, we will have over 500,000 people, God willing, by the end of the year. So it's important to understand that everything you're going to hear today, you don't have to write anything down. You just lean in and let the information and the transformation flow through you, because everything you need to know about Ellie Shine will be on my website, barryshore.com. And all the information about Ellie, what he does, and he does a lot, will be there. So just get ready. Just lean in and let it flow through you, around you, within you. Now, you know that on this show, we work with the three fundamentals of life. And when you work with the three fundamentals of life, you gain a perspective that enables you to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? The three fundamentals are, number one, life, your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go MAD. That's a good and a great acronym, actually, because MAD stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And number three fundamental is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example. Right now, you're watching this or seeing or listening to this carried over the internet, that magical, mythical, mystical platform, which touches the whole world right now. And if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, it has to do with the internet. Now, factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what a is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. That's W-W-W. And what happens, we have to, of course, say a big thank you and a tip of the hat to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral and touch not just tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And whenever you hear the opening bars of that song, What a Wonderful World, what do you do right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you can ever integrate, utilize, and leverage in your life, because SMILE is an acronym that stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. See miracles in life every day. Now, before the pandemic, and God willing, it'll happen again soon, you'll forget all about this masking and hardships and COVID and such. I was speaking to a group of about 5,200 people. Remember, human beings, one to another, didn't worry about masks or COVID. And I'm telling the story about Barry Shore and Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. And people raising their hands, hey, Barry Shore, Barry Shore. I've been out for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family or friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the proof? Simplest proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. Now, by definition, if you're watching or listening, you didn't. Therefore, you have an obligation to live life exuberantly, because when you do that, you become a better person for yourself and your family and your friends and all living beings throughout the world. So let's just, a quick story. Imagine standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, just like you, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. That's what happened to me overnight. And it was not an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. A rare disease took over my body and rendered me a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved. Completely, totally paralyzed. 144 days in hospital. 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles for years, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb myself. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. All because of that one word. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. But I got to tell you quickly, my 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. She says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. Smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. CREATE is a fabulous acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Neuro-linguistic programming, you can do that. You have a brain. Your brain has 100 billion brain cells and more than 120 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells. And they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to utilize the 6 most important words in the English language and internalize and utilize and leverage them in your life will enable you to create the kind of world you want to live in. These words are choice. Not chance determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you respond in any given situation. Now, before we bring on our amazing guest, Ellie Schein, I just want to tell everybody, warn you in advance that your humble host does use a lot of four-letter words, and I even use the four-letter F-U word. I do it because it's fun and the shock value. Now, of course, the four-letter words that we use, because we live in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are life, love, hope, grow, free, gift, pray, play, swim, good. Four-letter words. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes, F-U, capital N. And right away, people saying, hey, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world, other world, the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, we spell fun, F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, and you have a smile on your face, remember that stands for, point your finger, say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. So where'd you get that? I said, I listen to Barry Shore and the joy of living. He wants to teach the world to F-U. Capital N, capital N. So before we bring on Ellie, I just want to urge everybody to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, for now and the rest of your life. And these 2 words are thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. As he said, it's always possible. So imagine going into your coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, you sit down, somebody brings it to you. Say thank you. You walk in the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, a couple minutes go by, nobody brings it. You go to the counter and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're busy, we'll bring it to you. You sit down, a couple more minutes go by, somebody brings it, you still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. Get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, yes, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind is a great word that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody that inspires noble deeds that I would love to share with you more than the amazing, the wonderful, fantastic Ellie Schein. Ellie, please say hello to 358,000 people around the world.
Hello, everybody.
He looks like he's going to take off in a rocket ship, right? You know? So Ellie, I'm not going to tell you everything about Ellie because it takes most of the hour. But suffice to say, there are three things that I want to make you aware of. Number one, he's a wonderful fellow. How do I know that? Because not only have I met him, I am indebted to him. He's helped myself and my son during a very interesting and transitional time in life. And I'm indebted to him, as I say, thank you, Ellie, for that. Number two, he is a licensed psychologist from England. Now, again, we have a worldwide audience, Ellie. So people from China, India, all through Africa, Europe, et cetera, Latin America, America, of course. So he's a licensed psychologist from United Kingdom. And he lives in Israel. He's been living there for a number of years, maybe even decades now, with a wonderful wife and five fabulous children. And I asked him to be on the show because, in my humble opinion, Ellie represents everyone. He's not Tony Robbins, doesn't want to be. He's not Elon Musk, doesn't want to be. He does work with people in the same capacity that Tony Robbins does, enabling people to be their best selves. And he is like Elon Musk because he works in a very high-tech industry in Israel, which is, of course, called the Startup Nation. So I asked Ellie to be here because I want people to understand that no matter what happens in your life, you can make transitions. Ellie's had some ups and what other people call downs. We might not call them that, but movement in life. And it's how you respond to any given situation. So, Ellie, let's just jump right in and talk about the time when you were a psychologist in Israel and you had bought into, we'll start with this, bought into Bob Proctor's program. And you were all aglow with what that was going to do for you, your family, and other people. Let's just start with that. How's that?
Oh, gosh.
See, we didn't, none of this is rehearsed. We didn't discuss anything.
So let's go back a bit further than that to give some background. I studied psychology in England. And before I'd finished my course, I kind of knew that I was moving more into coaching. But I felt I had to finish the course and, you know, complete what I started, which I did. But when I moved to Israel, so back in 2007, I already started looking for coaching trainings. And I found one really good one that really helped me, the Jerusalem Coaching Institute. But I was trying to build the business and I didn't realize that, you know, in coaching, there's two things. You've got to build the business. You've got to be a good coach. You've got to be able to help people, but you also got to build business. And that part I really needed help with. And one thing, I can't remember even who was the first person who put me in touch, but I came across Bob Proctor and I went to one of his very, very high end programs and then signed up to become a trainer with him. And like you said, it was full of ups and downs and totally unexpected where it took me, actually.
So let's talk about two things. I want you to mention the price because we're not talking about $1,000. It was real money and it was real money to you. So just say the number. We're talking 10,000, 15,000 more.
I think it was either 10 or 15, but I think it was 10.
Okay, 10. Plus, you came to America at least one time, I know, because we met in Los Angeles. So it was more than just the $10,000. It was your time, your energy, and it may have cost you more than $10,000 in terms of your investment and such. And it was a great program because it helped you. But by the same token, it didn't do what you thought it was going to do, correct?
100%. It definitely, like everything, it's hard to put together the pieces. Even looking back, sometimes it's hard to put together what I got from where. And I thought it was gonna, you know, blow my business out of the water, and it didn't do that. And I just, it was. But the people I met, that's the the best thing that I got from it was the people I met. And it did start, it reminded me of something that I'd done much earlier in my life, unknowingly. When I was studying for my A-levels, so that's like the high school diploma at the end of school in England. So I didn't know this, but I had a ADHD, and I found it very, very hard to study. But I found some little magazine that talked about, I think it was called Winners, something Winners. And I read through it, and I think it was like a 30-day free subscription, you know, first 30 days, three, and so I signed up. And I don't think I carried on, but I took one piece from there, which was about visualization. And I visualized myself getting three A's, which was the top score that I could get. And I visualized it every day for months. I could see myself going and getting those results. And I remembered I would close my eyes, I would celebrate, I would really feel into it. And over the next few months, I did work. I was careful about you can choose subjects in England. So I was careful about the subjects I chose. I chose chemistry, physics, maths, which were the kind of subjects I was able to.
By the way, simple stuff, chemistry, physics, and math.
well, I tell you, it's interesting because we have different intelligences, right? Right. And so for some people, maths is easy and English is hard. For other people, it's the other way around. For me, I couldn't write essays. So chemistry, physics, and maths were things that I could think about and give exact answers, but I didn't have to write an essay. It's a typical thing that people with ADHD do is they find strategies. It's the thing we all need to do on some level, find a strategy so that we can come out the best with what we have. And I strategically worked and I got my three A's. And after that, yeah, I could celebrate. Yeah.
I still
got it on my wall. The next week or so, we had like a family gathering to celebrate with my brothers and sisters, my parents, brothers and sisters-in-law, and my brother prepared alphabet soup. You know what alphabet soup is?
I assume it's those little...
Yeah, like soup with those little... Right. Yeah, exactly. And he said the reason he did it because everyone had to eat their words. We went around the table with what people predicted me to get, and they ranged from, you know, failing completely to B's. And what I'd done unknowingly was use strategies, but also the visualization really lifted me. So Bob Proctor and being involved in that world reminded me, because I kind of forgot about it for a while. And that really helped me to pick that up. And I have to say, I don't fully agree with the way it's done necessarily there. I think I've added in there's pieces that work. One of the things about visualization that's really important is not just to think about the end goal, but also to see ourselves taking the actions, overcoming obstacles, right? Actually see us play it out in our head, those things that really help. Because, you know, I think anything worth having is worth working towards, and it's going to take work, and we're going to think about. You asked for some quotes. My favorite quote is a Tony Robbins quote, which I don't think I've ever heard anyone else quote it. And even him, it's kind of lost in this one of the programs that you ran. And it's that the biggest problem we have is that we think we shouldn't have any.
Right. Well, it's actually one of my favorites as well. The idea, by the way, I just want to unpack that for a little bit. The idea that somebody should think, well, the ideal life is not to have problems, is someone who is not even close to in touch with reality or life. Because the genius of life is, what do you do with the problems that you have? It's not the problem. Problem is just, it's there. It may be a problem called a stone, a stepping stone. But what do you do with it? That's really right. the benefit. You see, you said, well, I had ADHD. Okay, well, someone would call that a problem. Yeah, but look what I did. I said, I'm going to learn how to do this strategic thing called visualization. And you're right. Visualization is not just closing your eyes and thinking about it. It's what work processes must one do, what actions must one do in order to achieve. That's the genius. By the way, whether it's in football, American football, or in English football, whatever, any sport, I've interviewed some of the highest performing athletes in the world. And to a person, they have told me time and again, it's the visualization before the event that is at least 80% of the factor in achieving. At least 80%. Some would have said higher. But the point is that by visualizing what it is you want to accomplish in the upcoming game or event and such really adds to the process. And I mean, literally, they said making it tangible. So your visualization is spot on. That's exactly what needed to be done. So now you went to this course, you're doing the coaching, and it's not working out as you thought. You put a lot of time, effort, money, and over the course of the next, I don't know how long, a year, 2 years, whatever it was, you realize that the futility of that which you thought was not only going to help you and your family financially, but you were here to help other people. And they weren't recognizing how wonderful you are. How did that feel, Ellie?
Yeah, so there's been some dark times. You know, there were times when it was really, really tough. Sometimes we were better, sometimes we're worse, but you know, it's been a journey. It's really been a journey, and trying to find, you know, what is it, trying to be authentic in it is a real, real challenge. It's interesting actually, because, one of the things that's happened recently, you know, you asked about what am I doing currently? And this values-driven life, which I'm focusing on at the moment, actually takes me back probably 12 years to a book I read that made a huge difference. It's out of print. It's called Time Power by Charles Hobbs. And sorry,
Say the title again.
Time Power.
Time Power by Charles Hobbs. Again, yeah, all so this is going to be found on my website, barryshore.com, everything about Ellie and all the stuff that he's saying. So just be aware, be there, and do it. Okay, so Time Power.
And ultimately, I was, because of my undiagnosed at that time ADHD, I had struggles around time. So I did a time management course, which was called Time Power, based on his book. And one piece of it was writing down your values, getting clear on your values, which doesn't feature in most time management programs. But this was a central piece of this, and I did it, and it changed my life completely, because what it meant was I knew what I stood for. I knew what was important to me. I had something to measure myself against. So it wasn't just you write down your values. Oh, I value family. It was, what does that mean to you? So I guess I can read to you what I have currently, right? I have lead my family with love, be grounded, present, loving, and kind to Abigail and our children at all times. Lead by example in making decisions and encouraging everyone. Support the development of, in brackets, Abigail and our kids, each in their own way, focusing on their strengths and praising them for their accomplishments, big and small. Spend consistent quality and quantity time with each of them. Balance our heritage with our legacy. So again, that's mine, and everyone will have their own flavor, but that gives me something to look back on the last 30 days and say, did I do that? How did I do according to that? That's my North Star. I want to be getting 10s, but I won't be getting 10s every time, but that's where I'm focused. That's what I'm committed to. That's the vision. That's the value that everything else is built on. And today, what decisions am I going to make today? So it became something that was very powerful to me. And I kind of taught it in programs, but I didn't really give it enough time for people to actually go ahead and do it. So what that would mean is, like all seminars, almost all seminars and workshops, people go, they're inspired, but then over time, it kind of, you know, the notes go under the pile of the next thing you go to, right? So what I, and suddenly this has kind of come back into my life as something which is really, really important to do with people. And it's not something that's immediately exciting. It's not like realize your dreams overnight, like a lot of promises are. But it really does cut deep to actually living each life, each day, each moment of each day in an aligned, congruent way that feels good. And, you know, I think, you know, you're the ambassador of joy. You can probably answer this more than me, but the ultimate joy comes from being and doing good, right? Who doesn't feel good when they live up to their own expectations, right? Who doesn't feel good when they know what they want to do and then they do it, right?
Pardon me.
Bless you.
I'm sneezing on the truth. This is wonderful. Thank you.
So I really believe in this idea of joy. It's not just be happy. Smiling can help, and it actually neurologically helps.
Right.
But if we're not doing the things that we want to be doing, that we believe our own personal value system believes we should be doing, right, then it's going to be very hard to have sustained joy. And it's very hard to do those things if we're not really clear about what those things are.
Very good. So, this is so important. I want to just have a pause here and unpack for the audience, because what we're doing is there are three things that happen all at once with what Ellie is discussing here. One is doing the difficult work, I believe, of sitting down with oneself, pen or pencil even, and a blank piece of paper, and writing the word value or values, and then articulating them. And what I call the three F's, by the way, values relating to family, to finances, and to fitness. In other words, who are you for you? Who are you for your family? And who are you in vis-a-vis finances that you can provide for yourself and other people? Because unless and until you articulate those, as you just said so clearly for yourself, then they become foggy. And when you live in a fog, even though I call a fog a fountain of goodness, the fog oftentimes means that you can't live clearly. Clarity in life is a fundamental aspect of building a successful life. The other thing I just want to mention that you said so brilliantly is that this idea of time and power is a great title, by the way, because that really is what life is all about. I'm so fond of acronyms. Time, I use as an acronym that stands for thinking it's miraculous every day. In other words, when you get to the point of understanding that it's miraculous every day, that's what time is. Whether you have another minute, an hour, a day, God willing, years. But what do you do with that time? How does one leverage oneself to be able to become the best you possibly talked about? So for me, I use the term joy. It's something that you just mentioned, Ellie. Joy is an acronym that stands for journey of you. That's really what joy is about, the journey of you. What are you doing, you, who has actually made the time to look at yourself and articulate your values? You know, God willing, the hundreds of thousands of people that are listening, watching, everybody's going to say, that's what I'm going to do. I am going, after I stop listening to Barry and Ellie, that's first thing I'm going to do. I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to turn this off. I'm going to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, not a computer even. I urge you, the tangible touching of something and writing down is far more beneficial to oneself, in my humble opinion, than putting it on a computer screen and such like that. So that tactile information that goes from the mind to the fingers and onto a piece of paper, and writing down and say, what are your values? Again, in family, in finances, and in fitness. Who are you? Are you slovenly? Are you capable? Are you exercising, et cetera, et cetera? We only have a couple more minutes. We want to go to a break because we have sponsors that love us and like the show, and it keeps the show going and such. But I'm going to pose something to you. I want everybody to understand something else. So, Ellie, self-diagnosed ADHD, and then he got a diagnosis ADHD. Great. Okay. When I got out of the hospital, they were sending me home. Again, I'm quadriplegic. Nothing in my body's moving. So I had doctors come in to me as of the day before I'm going home, saying, now, Mr. Shore, you know, you're never going to walk again and things like that. Very encouraging. but, you know, we have certain things we can do for you. You can lead a full life. You know that you've heard that kind of stuff, right? But in my mind, I had already been processing something that I had formulated in terms of a value. And it is the following. Diagnosis is not destiny. Diagnosis is not destiny. You heard Ellie. Diagnosed ADHD. Oh, what am I going to do? I can't. So you find strategies. You work with it. Visualization. Three A's. Yeah. So diagnosis is not destiny. How you choose to respond to any given situation really determines who you are. But it all starts with your values. So when we come back, I'm going to ask Ellie to talk to us about his family situation with a wonderful, loving wife, five children, and how he responds to an interesting part of those five children. So right back after these brief messages. Hi, everybody. Barry Shore here, the ambassador of joy. We've entered into the fall season, and fall means coming up to winter, holidays, all kinds of stuff, not just stuff, stress, S-T-R-E-S-S. You know, I've spoken about stress many times on the show, and with stress coming on with the holiday season, everybody wants to be happy and such, but everybody knows what's going on. I want to talk to you about something really important for your benefit. It's called Talk Space, T-A-L-K. S-P-A-C-E, TalkSpace.com. This is an online therapy program, show, website, and it's available for you. It is so important for you to be involved. You all know my story. Standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, in the evening, quadriplegic. Okay, nobody has to go through something that drastic to know that speaking to somebody, a professional, licensed therapist, can be of benefit. I know it's true. It helped me. It can help you. This is so easy to do. You are talking about secure professional process. It's the number one online therapy platform in the country. It works around your schedule, your convenience. I urge you, please match yourself with a licensed therapist. Go to TalkSpace.com, T-A-L-K-S-P-A-C-E, TalkSpace.com. Get $100 off your first month with the promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Go to TalkSpace.com, put in the promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and you'll get $100 off your first month. Please do it. You'll thank me. Best wishes. Bye now. Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co. Not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference, because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good in the form of a two-legged being named Ellie Shine, and he does. He is aptly named Ellie Shine. He beams with goodness. Ellie, I want to go to a... interesting place. Talk about your family. Here you are, happily married, five children. One, two, three, four, five. If I'm not mistaken, the fifth child is what others call challenged. Now, I want you to talk about it, not me. So let's talk about that as a dynamic in the family and for you and how it affects your worldview, because the best situation is that you had already been working with your values before the birth. So it really said, okay, Mr. Shine, you think you have values? Let's see how you act them out.
Sure. So I'll take you back to that day when we went to the hospital in the middle of the night. And even before we went in, we had a scan, check everything was okay. Everything was completely fine. Wheeled into the labor room. And pretty quickly, baby boy was born. Mazel tov. Congratulations. It's a boy. He gave a quick wail. And then there was an eerie silence in the room. There was something wrong. The doctor kind of ran out, kind of put the baby down on the baby warmer, ran out. It was very strange. I don't think my wife picked it up because she'd just given birth. But being the husband with not much to do, there was something wrong. And I kind of edged towards the baby, seemed to be breathing, so seemed to be alive. What's wrong? Suddenly a doctor runs in, a pediatrician kind of runs in, and I say, is everything okay? She's like, maybe. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, we're not sure. I said, well, what do you think? And she says, we think it's Down syndrome. So in that moment, I had this, why has this happened to us? No one told us. We just had a scan. Nothing showed up. Like, can't be true. What does this mean? How are we going to afford this? What's it going to do for our other kids that are going to, you know, suffer from this? And, you know, all these panicking negative thoughts kind of went through my head. And I said, can I pick him up? And she said, sure. So I picked him up and I had him in my arms. And literally within a few seconds, it just totally, everything shifted in my head. And I was just like, overcome with this love. Like, I was like, whoa, actually, what could be better for our other children than to grow up with a brother with special needs and actually learn and develop and sensitivity, appreciate what they can do? Suddenly we don't have to keep up with the Joneses, right? This kid can just develop as he needs. And I've always been obsessed with love and happiness, and these kids have more than their fair share. And I held him in my arms and I said to the other professionals in the room, are you going to tell my wife? And they're like, no, we'll tell her in a couple of hours. I'm like, no. If you're not going to tell her, I'll tell her. So I held him in my arms and I said, Abigail, we have a special baby. And she kind of, and at this point, I didn't know how she would take it. You know, she'd been carrying him for 9 months. This was a shock, right? This was, no one told us, no one suggested anything like this. But I had this feeling of like, I was telling my little baby, you know, we'll be okay. We're going to be good. And she said, special baby, very nice. I said, no, we think he's got Down syndrome. And she was completely accepting in that moment. She describes that moment of me seeing me shining in a very special way, you know, in that moment. And other people in the room, in fact, one of the my sister called me from England. This was in Israel. My sister called me in England to tell me that one of the nurses who was there had told her sister in England, who was a friend of my sister's, like what had happened, and that the special atmosphere in that room. And you know, it's funny because people say, you know, what did you do, right? And I don't know what I did. I think it was a gift. But you did mention something beforehand, which was, I was working on things before, right? I was working on my values before, and I got to certain places, but it was a gift ultimately. And I think it's beautiful to see it that way. A gift of an insight, right? A gift of being able to make peace with that in a moment. In fact, I went out of the hospital, because I'm in psychology, I know other psychologists. I met one of the top psychologists in Israel, and I told her, and I said, you know, we had a baby boy, and she's like, mazel tov, congratulations, it's so wonderful. And I said, and he's got Down syndrome. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I said, don't worry, we're not sorry. it's fine. And she's like, listen, you're in denial, but eventually right. you'll get it. And I'm like, no, I'm not in denial. I'm in acceptance. It's different. It doesn't mean there aren't hard times. There aren't mm-hmm. hard moments, but there mm-hmm. are. It's kind of funny. After that, we introduced him to people immediately, pretty much. We told everyone, you know, we've been blessed with a special soul. And we're very blessed because in the community in which we live, in the Jewish community, in the Orthodox community, they're treated so beautifully. It's quite amazing. He's the star of our neighborhood. But people would say to us, people didn't know quite what to say, you know, more or less, and that's okay. But it was funny that people would say things like, congratulations, and we hope you have the strength to deal with all the challenges. Now, the reason why that's funny is because no one said that with their other kids.
Like, right, which, by the way, is right, really like, true, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's got, that's the funny thing. Like, anyone who's got any kids knows that kids come with challenges. And it comes back to our idea of problems again. Like, and by the way, I sometimes we say, don't call it the problem, call it a challenge. I don't like that. Like, it's a problem. Firstly, problems are meant to be solved. That's what a problem means. Problems mm-hmm. can be solved, right? But secondly, like, okay, things are difficult. It's okay. It doesn't mean that's bad. Things are difficult, and that's good. That's how we grow. And I think, like, what's an interesting twist on the pandemic is that I actually think that challenges make us stronger and make the possibility of joy more real. Mm-hmm. And so if you think you haven't suffered yet, if you think you have suffered, this can be transformed into joy, whatever suffering it is. And this pandemic, and everyone suffered on some level in this pandemic, is something that can be transformed into joy. That's kind of, that's how I don't really have the time, or I haven't really thought about it probably, but I just thought about this as you were talking before, that like, that is an opportunity to transform, to be transformed into joy, into greater joy.
I'm especially taken with what you said about nobody goes around saying, well, I hope we have the strength to deal with another child. Forget whatever the issues. In other words, you had five. Well, in America today, five is, I hope you have the strength to deal with two or three. Yeah. You know, the ability to deal with any child, as you know, when, as I said in the introduction, I have a great deal of gratitude and debt for you dealing with my son, only child. And he went through stuff. Thank God today, much better in terms of what he does. He's happily married with two young sons and such like that. And now he'll understand more about what the strength is to go through and raising children and such. But yeah, so what's it, the ability to have the strength to deal with it is that people oftentimes don't recognize that a problem is a stepping stone, and it really has to do with values and orientation. What is your perspective on the world? Mm-hmm. What is your perspective on life? If you, as you said, if Tony Robbins' quote was true, well, I don't want problems. Well, then you don't want to be alive, do you? You know, that's what you're saying. No, I don't. I want to be alive. I want all this stuff. But well, yeah, but that's, life has challenges. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. You know, it's a very famous quote in the business world. Change is wonderful. You go first. People don't like change. I want everything the way I think it's supposed to be. Now, talking about change. So now your son, what is his name?
Tuvia Simcha.
Tuvia Simcha means good joy.
Good of God, joy.
Right.
Right.
So, so how old is he now?
He is about to turn 9.
About to turn 9.
Yeah.
And your oldest child is how old?
About to turn 20.
And Ellie is only 30. So I don't know when to have all these kids.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Yeah.
And I think that what you said, and we're not doing this for the podcast, and we're not doing this for people to say, take heart from what Ellie's going through and such, that it has been of great benefit to the entire family, and as you said, to the neighborhood, to the community, to be able to understand the preciousness of each being in their own being. And that's quite amazing, quite remarkable. To be able to become more sensitive in life, that is grace, as we call it in the English speaking world, right? That is truly grace. Let's talk about something else in terms of business, because again, you've been through numbers of different aspects of business. You joined a company just about a year or so ago in the high tech world.
Right.
Now, what do you know about high tech, Ellie Shine? And why did they hire you? And what is the company? And why are you finding it so expansive for your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being?
Wow, that's a lot of questions. I'm not sure I'll remember them all, but
the company is called... Let's take the most basic one.
The company is called Zesty. How did you get involved
in a high-tech company?
How do I get involved? So, look, Israel has a lot of high-tech companies, and it's up and coming. And one of the things I felt that I would improve with and it would help me was sales. This is one of your things. I think you told me this years ago as well. Like, sales is everything. Sales is every company needs a good sales guy. To be a good coach, you also have to be good at sales, et cetera, carry on. So I kind of wanted to get into sales. And I think they took me because, well, I had some sales background, but also just being real and fine. I'm a problem solver. So, you know, I was part of the program, part of the interview process was solving a problem, which I did well. And ultimately, I'm a team player. This is my thing. You know, this is why I wanted to as well. Like, sometimes coaching as well can be very lonely, being on your own. Even one-on-one with people, it's not the same as being in a team, being part of a bigger team. Mm-hmm. And that was something I really craved. I had been working the last few years as well in a different company, but like, I really thrive off other people, being around other people, working on things together, seeing other people grow, is something that really, really helps lift me. So that's, I think that comes through and that came through and that's why. And ultimately the other thing is that sales is psychology as well. Like if you get the psychology, if you understand the psychology, you can start to make sales. That's two kinds of psychology. That's your own psychology and the other person's psychology, mm-hmm. right? So in sales, you have to figure out how are you going to deal with the feelings when you get rejected, or when you mess up, or, you know, when things are tough. And you also have to figure out what is the other guy thinking and feeling, and what might I have to do in order to get them to take a step closer and to be interested in what I have to offer. Because even if I have something great to offer and I've done my homework, I know this guy needs what I have, but he's in the middle of his day and he's getting interrupted all the time by other people. So how can I make that first 20 seconds, 5 seconds, 1 second, you know, enticing enough, connecting enough, real enough that he's going to want to carry on. So, you know, it really actually connects with a lot of things that I've been doing until now, which is kind of exciting.
This is very informative because this show is not about Ellie Shine, great guy that he is, not about Barry Shore, wonderful fellow that he is. This is about you. The podcast, The Joy of Living, is about you. And I wanted to everybody to hear what Ellie just articulated, because I asked him a loaded question. How did you get involved with high tech? So look, he's not an engineer. He's not designing this stuff, but he gave us something that is of paramount importance to every single person listening. And that is that the ability, the skill to be able to transition from a product or a service and to be able to offer it to other people and have that be consummated is truly the greatest of all professions. That's called selling. Now, selling, in my humble opinion, is what I call T squared. Why? Because it's both transactional and transformational. The transactional part is relatively straightforward, that there is a mechanism called money that we use to exchange for a product or service. But also it's transformational, because when you are in the sales process, when the person says yes, That's the beginning of the sales process. That's not the end. Is people call it the closing of a sale. That's not what sales stops. That's when the real beginning of interaction, of being close to somebody. Somebody just bought an item, let's say a service for, let's call it $1.5 million. Great. Well, now you have to get it into the system, make sure people use it, make sure it's performing up to snuff. And that's, again, I use $1.5 million. It could be $15 million or it could be $1,500. It doesn't matter. The point is, how do you do that in such a way that it's both transactional and transformational for all the parties involved? And that's why you said so nicely, Ellie, about the idea of team. The ability to work with other people and to create a team mindset. Now, team is one of my favorite acronyms. It stands for Together Everyone Achieves Miracles. Together Everyone Achieves Miracles. You have an idea for your business. You have two people, 20 people, 200 people, 2,000, doesn't matter the number. How do you get them to coalesce around values, about understanding process, about making sure that what is happening called rejection is not taken personally and doesn't affect you negatively? The ability to work through these things and become a better being for it and a better salesperson for it, that's why the company loves Ellie Shine. So I say this in a bit of a lengthy discussion of what Ellie just said, because this applies to everyone, everywhere in the world. You're always selling something. The ability to do it honestly, openly, with value system, that's really the key to being successful. Is that fair to say, Ellie?
Absolutely. I want to give another amazing book recommendation. It's really, really short, which is always helpful with books, because as you said, things need to be transformational, and they're only transformational if people use them. And the longer the book, the less people are going to read it. So it's a short book. It's called Go for No. Have you come across it?
Go for No. I've heard of it, but I haven't read it.
It's a brilliant little book. It's like a little story, like a metaphor kind of story. But what it does is it transforms no from being... okay, the recommendation in the book is, instead of no just being a, you know, a failure, a something negative, a rejection, it's like, set no goals for yourself. Okay, I'm gonna get 4 rejections today. Okay, and the idea is that when you have positive goals, let's say you have a goal to close one deal a month. So once you close that one deal a month, what people do is they then relax and then don't go further. Whereas if you have to have a certain number of rejections and everyone just said yes, then you have to carry on. And when's the best time to carry on? When someone said yes. And it also means that when you call someone up and they reject you, or they put the phone down on you, or in any sale, it doesn't work out, you know, you say, okay, that checked off one of my no's. It's not right. A bad thing. It's not a rejection. It's not a terrible, it's not telling me I'm going to fail. It's just part of the success. Another big idea in that book is, you know, most people think, I'm here, success is here, and failure is here. I can't do, it's the wrong way of this thing, right? But I'm in the middle.
That's a wrong visualization, I think. Yeah.
If I turn right, I get to failure. And if I turn left, I get to success. So I've got to try and avoid failure to get to success. And it says, no, you got it the wrong way around. You are in the starting point. And in order to get to success, you've got to pass through failure. You know, failure is a stepping stone to success, which again is a really important idea.
Oh, this is so enlightening. Thank you so much. So, Ellie, I have 3 quick questions for you. You ready?
Okay.
Number one, will you come back again?
Sure.
Thank you. Number two, what is your most fervent desire?
Right now, I have a desire. I want 1 million people to be inspired to write down their goals and use them as their values, and use their values as the basis of their living. That's my desire right now.
Okay, everybody hear that? So we got over 365,000 people listening. Share this with at least five people. That's it, five, not 50, 100,000. Five people. We'll have 1.5 million people, and we'll get to your 1 million people writing down their values and using those as a stepping stone to their success. And the third question is, are you ready for a hug in front of 360,000 plus people around the world?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me tell you what HUG stands for. HUG stands for, you can share this with the family, heartfelt, unlimited giving. Heartfelt, unlimited giving. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. And this is, of course, the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore, and our amazing guest, wonderful Ellie Shine. And you tuned in for one reason only, because you care the most in the whole world about you, Y-O-U, becoming the best you possible. Because when you do that, you build bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And when you use the three fundamentals of life, which are, number one, life, your life has purpose. Number two, go mad, go make a difference. And number three, unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. When you do this, you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Remember WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, as Ellie has taught us, enabling all to excel. Use four-letter words. Remember, the four-letter words in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant are love, life, hope, grow, free, gift, swim, pray, play, and tell the world, F you, capital N, capital N, F you, capital N, remember to add capital N right away, and use the two most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day from now for the rest of your life, and they'll transform you, your family, your friends, and all living beings. Those two words are, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, wonderful Ellie, and our blessing.
Thank you.
Our blessing to the world from Ellie and Barry is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.
It's not always easy to save, but with unlimited welcome from Verizon, saving on your phone bill's never been easier, even if you're on a single line. For a limited time, single lines start at just $50 a month when you bring your own phone, with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a savings of $15 a month. And when you switch now, you can save on the things you love, like Netflix and Max, all on the most awarded 5G network. Now that's savings all of DC can agree on. There's never been a better time to switch to the network America relies on. But this offer won't last long. Visit your local Verizon store to switch and save big today. $180 BYOD promo credit and $360 local promo credit applied over 36 months for new customers with one new line with your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. $10 a month for each My Plan perk. Additional terms and conditions apply per perk.